you do have to brand yourself a certain way. One of the things early on that I made sure that I did without even realizing it, but then once it clicked, I was like, oh, I need to keep doing this, is I branded myself, not a specific book. Because I like to write in different genres, right? So if I'm just branding myself as contemporary romance or just new adult, then all of a sudden those readers, which I get this all the time, are like, oh, but I wouldn't like your paranormal. And I'm like, no, because my voice is the same across the board, no matter what it is. Even if you're like, I hate historical, I promise if you try it, you're gonna like it. And so I always tell other authors, you know, brand yourself, make sure that all your colors on your social media are the same, that you have a logo for your name, that, you know, your signature, even when you're signing books, is the same. You know, if you go on my social media and like ask my readers, you know, what's she known for? They'd be like mafia. And then they'd say, what are her colors? They'd say black and red. Like, they would know what the colors are. I mean, that even comes down to like my website, business cards, like everything is streamlined so that when you see it, you recognize it. And I'm also, I make sure too, that I'm not just posting about books everywhere, because I think that I went to a social media like conference thing, and they talked about, you know, when you're trying to sell stuff on Instagram or on Twitter, you're basically like going to someone's home, knocking on the door and saying, hey, do you want to buy this? Like, that's really what you're doing, because they're inviting you into their personal space. And so, I mean, how often do you buy something when someone comes to your house? I mean, it's very rare, right? So it's the same thing with social media. You have to make sure that you're going in kind of like the back door, like you're facilitating relationships and you're networking and you're being, you know, you and unapologetically you on all your social media. And then when you post the book, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I didn't know you write books, like, or they want to buy it. And I can't even tell you how many times I go to signings and they go, oh, I follow you on Instagram, but I've never read your books before, but your son is super cute. And I'm like, thank you. But I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter, because one day they're going to see something that makes them like, huh, I think I'm going to finally try this. And that's what I wait for. I wait for that one day where they finally purchase or finally experience the books.